Hello again. Welcome to Carve from the Rock Ministries. Thank you for joining us again on this evening. We are going to continue our march through Mark, being in Mark chapter 3 this evening. But first, we're going to open up in prayer. We want to just thank you for joining us this evening.
By the way, that was Tim, and I am Joy, and we just want to help you get closer to Jesus, understand Jesus, and help you in any way, and us as well, because we learn as you learn. So God, we come to you tonight. We thank you so much for all your many blessings. You are a good, good Father. We are thankful for everything you do and have done. Lord, we ask that you bless our family, friends, and loved ones. God, we ask that you reach out and touch those people that have a need. They need healing. Lord, help them to just draw closer to you. Remove the scales off their eyes and open their spiritual eyes and heart, Lord, that they can see the things that you have for them and that you are trying to accomplish in their life. Thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Woo. All right, here we go. Mark in chapter 3, starting in verse 1.
And he entered the synagogue again, and they're talking about Jesus. And a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely. They were watching Jesus closely.
Pharisees, Sadducees.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. And I'm going to actually stop because I think a lot of people say God does not do things in their life. God doesn't heal. God doesn't do this or that. And I want you to notice right there, he requires us to move first. We have to do something. Usually when Jesus would talk to anyone when he was going around healing, but I'll just keep going. And then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill it? But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. Again, Jesus has said to the man to do something. Jesus just didn't walk up to him and say, you're healed in Jesus' name, because we know he could have done it, but he didn't. He actually had the man do two things first. And when he had looked around at them, I'm backing up here. When he had looked around at them, he was angered and grieved about the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea. And Jerusalem, and I don't know that name, I do. Idumea. And beyond the Jordan, and those from Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard how many things he was doing, they came to him. So he told his disciples that a small boat should be kept ready for him because of the multitudes, lest they should crush him. For he had healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed at him to touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, you are the Son of God. So the reference here, it goes back to Luke 4:41. So the unclean spirits knew who God was. The unclean spirits that were, tormenting or taunting people. I've always said it doesn't have to be this big exorcism like you see on TV, but there's, you can just have things that are oppressing you, holding you down, pushing on you. I was speaking to a lady the other day about where there's the spirit of deviation or divination, and it's like squishing and just pressing on you. So I want to, highlight that they even knew who Jesus was. The demon, maybe the people didn't know who he was, but the demons in those people knew who Jesus was. So he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. There again, Jesus appointed them to cast out demons and to heal. He has said everything he did, we would go on and do that and more. That is what Jesus has said to us in the New Testament. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked. People don't know how to do or what to do. But I really believe God wants us to exercise all the things that he has promised in the Word and to help his people be set free. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, I'm at 16. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the names. I know this is, I did it the other day, and it's different. Like Boanerges. And that means the sons of thunder. So those two brothers, it gives us the impression that their dad might have been a big, you know, thundering voice kind of man, because that's what they called him. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, and the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into a house. Have you got anything you want to go over?
Well, one thing I want to add, when they say the Canaanite, I was looking into that, and one of the Aramaic word meaning of that is zealous. So Simon the Canaanite is saying that he was very zealous, and he was very enthusiastic. So that's just something I wanted to point out. And I'm sorry, where
I was at 20.
Okay. So the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. And then the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he is Beelzebub, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons. So he called them to himself and said to them in parables, and this is Jesus speaking, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And we're going to stop right there and talk about that, because that's very important.
And I actually said this to Mallory yesterday. Mallory's a friend. So they're accusing Jesus. Oh, well, you're doing this by Satan. And think about what Jesus said back to them. Satan cannot cast out Satan. Okay. So I think I ran into that some earlier on in my ministry, where I felt, or people would say, you know, well, that doesn't sound right. But you know what? It does sound right. It lines up according to the Word of God right here. We're reading it right now, to cast out demons and have people set free. That is all biblical. Jesus is doing it, and we're supposed to be doing it.
That's right. And one thing, you know, when you look at that, about Satan casting out Satan. So if you do that, you're actually destroying yourself.
Yeah, a kingdom can't stand if you're, it's like, let's say I built this house that we're sitting in here right now, and then I go to tear it down. Well, you know, why would I have built it to tear it down? It just, those two things don't go together. And Jesus is trying to make them understand, you know, they can say what they're going to say about him, but the truth of the matter is, Satan does not cast out Satan. It was Jesus, by the power of God, that was casting demons out of people, and they were trying to turn it around and make Jesus look like he was, you know, doing something ungodly. And he was doing, you know, we've all been taught to do this. We're reading right now where we are taught that this is the walk when we are disciples of Jesus. You're going to run into some of this stuff.
Right. And Jesus continued. He said several things here. So continuing on, this is Jesus speaking, and it says, and if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. So,
yeah.
What Jesus is saying is that when you divide something, you can only divide it so far, and then there's nothing left.
Right.
Is what it comes down to. I was trying to put it in basic a math equation. So
yeah, and it's like us being Christians. If you are a strong man or a woman, just mm-hmm. say you're the strong man. Well, when Satan comes to get you, wants your soul, wants you to burn in hell, not be in paradise with Jesus, he's going to do little things, subtle things. Like maybe you just, you know, have a anger issue. Maybe you have unforgiveness, hurt, bitterness, sadness, loneliness, ungodly soul ties that, you know, people are oppressed with these things. It's not necessarily always the one that's, you know, ripping and tearing at itself or tearing at the person that it's in to destroy them. But it's things like that, that little bit. You can't tell me all unforgiveness can destroy someone's life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think people, I guess if you take it in the perspective of when people talk about demons and stuff like that, they actually talk about big monsters or a right. monster that overcomes you or overtakes you
right.
or something. When a demon, like the Bible's talking about, casts out demons, it could just be unforgiveness.
Right.
Or jealousy.
I've got a lot of different spirits that are listed on a page in the back of my book. And I will actually just read some of these spirits. And some of them are actually from God and some are not. But I'm just going to give you an idea of the spiritual life. So perverse is in Isaiah 19. A deep sleep spirit is in Isaiah 29. Straying or erring, to cause to error is Isaiah 29. Heaviness, Isaiah 61. Daniel, there's a spirit of excellence in 5. Knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams. There's grieving in Daniel at 7. Idolatry in Hosea. Grace in Zechariah 12. I'm going to read a few more. Meekness, holiness, newness of spirit, bondage, adoption, first fruit. Spirit of the devil is Matthew 10:20. Spirit of truth is John 4:6. Spirit of an undisturbing or quiet spirit, 1 Peter 3:4. Spirit of glory is 1 Peter 4:14. Spirit of fear, promise, faith, double portion in Elijah. I'll stop there. I've got more, but it's just for you to really grasp when you study on the spirit and whether it's demonic or holy.
There's good and bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't dismiss one for the other. Just mm-hmm. if you haven't lived it in your life, understand that, you know, fear, hurt, doubt, unbelief, a spirit of the Antichrist, people can have these things affecting them, afflicting them and holding them down. And God wants you set free
mm-hmm.
because who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where we need to stay focused on Jesus and
yeah.
God's word
yeah.
and not our problems. We've talked about this in the past mm-hmm. where what you speak basically is what you get. So yeah. if you say, well, I feel sick, I feel sick, I feel sick. The more you say it, the more you're actually going to be sick.
Right.
But,
I need surgery. I've heard people say that, yeah. or I need this or I need that. And sometimes you do, I'm not saying you don't, but sometimes people are seeking that. They're mm-hmm. seeking to have things wrong with them. They want an answer, so they receive a lot of, diagnoses from doctors. And
yeah.
you don't always have to receive everything. I know people have true problems. I'm not negating that at all. But we also have a choice in some of the things. You know, there's a lot of power in words. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's had cancer will tell you that those words spoke to you are devastating and powerful, but God is still more powerful than that. And his word right. is the final word.
So the whole point of this was to speak positive things over yourself.
Yes.
And don't speak negatively over yourself. and you'll see a change. You'll see, you actually see a change.
Yeah.
I'd like to continue reading. So we're at verse 28. We've only got a few more verses than we're through chapter 3. So Mark 3:28. This is Jesus still speaking. And he says, "Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven of the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter." Now I'll stop right there. That Jesus went to the cross and died for your sins.
Yeah.
He died for your sins because we, as a sinful natured people, cannot, we don't have the power in ourselves to separate ourselves from sin. We need Jesus to help us. We need to be covered by the blood that was spilled at the cross at Calvary so that we're covered by our sins and forgiven. But it goes on to say, so Jesus goes on to say, but, this is a big but, he who blasphemies against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation because they said he is an unclean spirit.
So they were blaspheming against Jesus right then because they said he had an unclean spirit because he was helping another man be set free.
Mm-hmm.
And they healing. Are calling Jesus a demon.
An unclean spirit.
And he's telling them you can get, you know, healing and
forgiveness of sins.
For everything.
Except.
But he's warning them right there. You can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. In the last few verses of this, Mark chapter 3, starting in 31, this is about Jesus' mother and brother that sinned for him. And it says, then his brothers and his mother came, standing outside. They sent to him, calling him, and a multitude was sitting around him. And they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. But he answered, this is Jesus, he answered them saying, who is my mother or my brother? And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Amen. That's us. That's all of us.
That's why when we talk about being brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what we're talking about.
I do remember right early there. On in my walk, and I put some of this in there just to know people relate to you. But I remember thinking that was so harsh and a harsh thing to say. But having been a Christian and following Jesus now for so many years and reading the Bible, I understand it's a loving comment, but I didn't used to think that. I saw it as harsh, but mm-hmm. He truly is. We are his brothers and sisters in Christ, just like we are brothers and sisters when you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an acceptance of us to Jesus, where I think, you know, years ago as a young Christian, maybe I thought it was, you know, him actually being unaccepting of his family. But the point was more acceptance of us, his brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. mothers.
And looking at that verse 35, looking at that, and it says, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. And I was looking at my footnotes, and it says that whoever does the will of God expresses a spiritual allegiance that goes beyond loyalty to one's biological family. Spiritual kinship is determined not by blood or race, but by obedience to God.
There's a key word too. We'll have to do that another day. But obedience, yeah.
Obedience to God.
Yep.
So
people act or say they're Christian, but you've got to walk the walk.
Yep. Yep. And we just thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes.
Apart from the Rock Ministries, we just
love you.
Recommend. Yes, we love you, and we thank you for being with us. We recommend that you get a Bible-based church.
Yes.
That truly believes that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And if you haven't accepted him already, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that he forgave you of all your sins, and that he died on that cross for you, and he was resurrected after 3 days, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's got a place prepared just for you in heaven.
And he doesn't have favorites, so that means you are just as important as me, and I'm just as important as you, and we are brothers and sisters in this thing.
Yes, brothers and sisters, so... Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We love you. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. And we'll see you next time on Apart from the Rock Ministries.